Good afternoon, all. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I am Dr. Christina Hines. I'll be with you until 2 in the afternoon. Remember the numbers that you can reach us on, 434-1790, and via WhatsApp, you can send us messages at 266-4862. I hope that people had a chance to listen to the Prime Minister in the press conference. She did tell us about the national pause, as it is being called. She asked that we rest and reflect. Some of us, however, will not have that space to rest and reflect in the same way, because we know that there are those who are working on the front line and in businesses that will remain open, who need to be out and about for the purposes of their jobs. People like myself will be working remotely from at home, and those who have children will know that they will still be in school during this period of pause. So it may not necessarily be an ideal time for rest and relaxation, as workplaces and schools are in the household. And I would just like to say that not all households are the most peaceful and conducive to rest and relaxation during the pause. But I would encourage everyone to try and do their best. There are some people who said they didn't get a chance to hear the press conference. I won't pretend that I can summarize all that was in there, but some of the things that stood out to me were that we will be having this Seek and Save initiative, where over 400 individuals trained over the last few days will be going to ask people questions about whether or not they have symptoms. And the Prime Minister did clarify what she meant by symptoms. It can be all kinds of things, some of which appear like sinus symptoms. People like me probably should be ever fearful, because I am a sinus sufferer daily. Not sufferer. I live with sinuses daily. I wouldn't say I suffer. They were seeking volunteers, and I believe are still seeking volunteers to help with the swabbing. At the beginning of the press conference, apparently there were 9 teams available to assist with the swabbing, and they offer the number 535-5352 for those with some medical background to volunteer if they wish to do so. And during the course of the press conference, that number went up from 9 to 14 teams, and the government is actually seeking, we were told, to have 15. Barbadians are encouraged to cooperate with those conducting the surveys. So although this is not mandatory, the request is that we do our best to cooperate, because this is supposed to be for our benefit. And the Prime Minister also noted that countries that have high levels of compliance and discipline when it comes to these sorts of issues have better handled this pandemic than others. So that's an encouragement for us all to do our best to comply. Certainly we all have choices, but the encouragement is that we comply for the betterment of all. We were also informed, several people sent messages about the fact that they're still waiting for test results. And we were informed that there are some issues with the processing of test results, because there are shortages of reagents for processing the tests, and that is automatically. So the processing now would be manually, and this has caused some delay and may continue to cause delay because there are global supply chain issues. Countries all over the world are trying to get access to the same things to deal with this pandemic. And the rapid tests, the antigen tests, will not need these reagents, so those should still be available. But there will still be some backlog, and the government will be required to provide updated timelines for the receipt of test results. Those are the things that stood out to me. I have to confess, I got up from the press conference for a bit to make sure that the schools going on in my household were actually going on, and people were not sneaking away to do other things. And I wish everyone the best with this going forward. There's someone who's asking for me to repeat the number. So the number for those who wish to volunteer is 535-5352 is what I heard during that press conference. All right. So Those are my updates. We have a call on the line, and I welcome you to Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Dr. Harris.
That's me.
I would like to ask a question.
Can you turn down the background noise? You have some background noise there.
Okay. All of these people that coming up to test you, we know if them get test or if them got it, to come up to you first to talk to you. She ain't telling you, so nobody are calling and answer that question.
Well, you are asking it now.
Oh, yeah.
You are asking it now. It's a good question to ask.
People calling it to volunteer to come do that. You don't know that if they got the virus or if they got it, to come to you to ask and answer that. You can't answer the question. But they're coming up to my face to ask me nothing. Not me. I ain't got to sit to them, but they're coming to ask me the question. Nobody know if they got it or not. But then look at that point.
Well, that's an interesting and useful question, because if people are volunteering at this point now, today, how long will it take them to get test results so that they are free to do this?
You better just illiterate that. Go have a majority of them. Thank you.
I would not say so. All right. Good afternoon. Yeah. I really would not say that my people are illiterate, but sometimes I think there are questions that may not come to everyone's minds at the same time or in the same way, since we all think differently. I would expect that this training that has been conducted for those who will be doing this survey would include that they take the necessary provisions to keep themselves safe and those who they are interacting with safe as well. That would be the only responsible thing to do. And I can only assume and believe that the government is putting in place the necessary protections for all of us, because the idea here is to get the pandemic under control. So one would hope that these things are being attended to. There is a comment in the WhatsApp. Someone says, up to now, no word on if vaccines will be mandatory. And that's one thing. The Prime Minister did also speak about vaccines, the access to vaccines, that these will primarily be in the first instances for those on the front lines and the older population. So this person is saying if these will be mandatory, but so as indicate or voluntary, as in the case of Dominica, they indicate somehow I'm getting the impression that the intention here is mandatory. Seems like citizens have no control over their bodies. And the person goes on to say, my body, my choice, referring to one of the phrases used in the pro-choice movement relating to terminations of pregnancies. I think this is something that we do need to consider. I would expect that in Barbados, just as we had the Prime Minister encouraging people to cooperate with those who will be coming door to door to take information, that people would be encouraged to take vaccinations. But I cannot see that in this country people can be forced to or would be forced to, because that certainly would be out of line with what this country stands for constitutionally and otherwise. So I would expect that even where there is a mass vaccination program, this would be encouraging people using persuasion, moral suasion techniques, which I believe the Prime Minister used quite well during the press conference, appeals to patriotism and care for our fellow human beings. But I can't say definitively, so I stick a pin there. Let's go to a call. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Peace be unto you and yours, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Peace to you, too.
A blessed day to you, to the staff, and all the listeners. Like the person who, the last call of it, she said that I for no against no party. Let me start this thing first. I have something to do with seeing my country get back on its feet again and this thing curb. Now, if we were obeying the protocols, I don't feel that things would have gone so bad. So if somebody's coming at her house, all she got to do is to just prepare herself. If when the people, I have sanitizer here, so when anybody come, if anybody had to come at my house, thing, I didn't know if the volunteers, if I probably would let them in the house, but I know I didn't make sure that they spray their hands and different things When they come out, she have to do is just prepare herself and,
right.
and give the people the information. You know, this is nothing to do with party. No, this is something for the to do with the health for this country. And she giving the foreigners, or I shouldn't say foreigners, outsiders, not to insult us too. You hear what she said? Belgians insulting. Now, why I say that is because I was among two Dominicans, and one said she says she's a resident here. She said my prime minister do allow white people to come in and give us COVID. I tell her, I said, the other person that was with her is a Dominican too. Said, but she couldn't close the border because she had to, the economy have to grow. I told the other lady that said that, I said, well, you know what you're speaking about. I can remember, and I would always say this, and this has nothing to do with party. When Ms. Motley said she was going to shut down the country, she said, listen, she's shutting down, and she said everybody in this country, she said those who are illegal, she said she helping everybody come forward and get help. And she helped them, that even some of her own, because there's three elderly people that I look out for. Yes, they're getting the pension, but when we look at water and things, then the little necessities are still want, and I just help them every month. And there, I try to get help for them. There's the churches and them that helped me, and a gentleman, a famous gentleman in this country that helped me to get help for them. And she helped everybody, and that money that she had to help these people that ain't contributing to NIS is what she had to open the border to help bring back into this country. And the woman even won't fight with me and all. But still, end up in this country that my prime minister don't like black people. You understand? And I could see the hurt, and this ain't nothing to do with politics with Miss Martin. Just know when she finishing there, like she want to cry. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looking at her at one way. Yeah, the people say that she letting the people to get the money, but look how much money she give to people. She make sure that many people get home to get help. She send people to the welfare.
But you know what it is? This is our money, right? It's not the prime minister's money that she's given. It is the money of the people of Barbados.
Well, whether it's the people of Barbados or not, she helped those who ain't paying nothing. I know it ain't her money.
Right. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. The 2nd of February, 2021. By my clock, it is 12:46 in the afternoon. You can reach us at 434-1790 if you wish to call. Do call and have a chat. You can also reach us via WhatsApp. That's for messages only, not for WhatsApp calls. 266-4862 is that number. Now, during the break for the news, there were quite a few people who on the WhatsApp were sending messages stating or questioning, querying whether vaccines are not already mandatory in Barbados. Do children not have to be vaccinated in order to go to school? Is this mandatory? And actually, it isn't quite mandatory in Barbados. So I say this, I am one of the people who I never even questioned whether or not this was something that was mandatory. I just accepted that this was a normal thing that you do. You know, you have children and they have a schedule of vaccination. You carry them to get the shots. Some of them they get in school. When they're going into secondary school, there are other vaccinations that they're also provided. But I did learn, having a child in the school system, that not everyone is vaccinated, that you can opt out. And indeed, I saw a report in 2019. I was looking for it during the break. I couldn't find it on the news network that I originally read it in, but I saw a variant of it in the Loop News dated 22nd of September, 2019, indicating that the Ministry of Health in Barbados has noted, this was in 2019, an increase in what they call vaccine hesitancy in Barbados. So that although the aim of the ministry is to have 90% of children vaccinated, 74% was the current vaccination rate that was in 2019. So for us, a lot of us generally accept vaccinations as something that you just do as a matter of course, but they're not mandatory. Children still can go to school. They may have to send a letter. They may have to provide information indicating that there are reasons and so on, but it's not fully mandatory. I would say it's advisable, but not everyone would agree with my position. I even saw that, for instance, people said to me, when you go to BCC, you have to be vaccinated. But if you look at their website also, they strongly recommend. Strongly recommend is not the same as mandating. So, I mean, in this season, when there is a lot of discussion about vaccinations, whether they should be mandatory, will be mandatory, this may be useful information to note. Also useful to note is that I read this morning a story about Australia in which they've had a series of lockdowns. And what I thought interesting was that the author noted that vaccines are part of the strategy and that even with vaccinations, we are going to still have to continue social distancing and the other sorts of requirements that we are now experiencing. So we should not believe that this will be something that will magically erase COVID, but they may help us to get back to something that is more like what we were previously accustomed to travel. You may need to be vaccinated. So those who like to travel may need to consider whether this is something that they want to do. There are also some questions that I saw coming in. There was someone who said they are an essential worker. They need to get out to work. And they're wondering if there are any changes to the bus schedule. So if there is anyone out there that can clarify that, that might be useful. There is also someone who is a private care helper. So that may be a private nurse, maybe caring for someone who is elderly, who would like to know if they are able to go to work. So these are some questions that exist. Can we go to the phones? Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hayes. How are you doing today?
I'm all right today. How about you?
I am a bit confused as to my people in Barbados. I heard you said that it's not mandatory that you should get this test or the vaccine. For my one part, I feel it should be mandatory. But I don't feel that people that refusing to do things should be able to live among civilized society.
So people do not have the right to choose what they're doing with their bodies? I mean, I think it's highly recommended and there should be a lot done to recommend and encourage to educate people so that they can make informed decisions. But I am slightly wary of mandating, especially in emergency situations. I think it provides an opening for other sorts of emergencies to mandate all kinds of things being done to people. Right now, it may not seem like something that is dangerous because we want to deal with COVID. We may, for the most part, be on board with this, so we will go with it. But there may be other issues that may be a bit more contentious. And what happens? Do people not have control over their bodies?
No.
What do you think?
If I may interject there. You could remember the thing there in America on the 6th of the month.
Yes.
The Republicans refused to wear masks during the lockdown when people was hiding anything. You see how much people caught COVID from their not wearing masks? Mm-hmm. Because of, in my opinion, ignorance.
Yes. Well, I would, and that's where I would agree with you. I think that one of the things that is necessary is education so that people can make informed choices. And so that we can avoid ignorance. And when I say ignorance, I don't mean like in the Beijing sense of somebody being ignorant.
But lack of
knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I find though that a lot of politics still playing in this COVID thing. And you can hear it from some people. And there's one or two that I know who are, they hire them, that are opposing for a reason.
Yeah.
What is the reason to oppose? Listen, if the Prime Minister come and tell me no, don't drink no water, I'm drinking that. What would she tell me do?
I think you should drink water, though. Unless the water is unclean, you should drink it. I don't think that. Listen, there is a danger in consuming everything that someone tells you to consume. So we all have to be discerning, no matter how much we love the Prime Minister, or even if we do not like the Prime Minister or the party, we need to be discerning. That means we have to think carefully about what we are being told, ask the right kinds of questions, whichever party it is, and to make proper decisions. Because it is possible for people who are well-intentioned to make some poor decisions. And if we just trust and believe in them because of who they are, we may face the consequences of these. So don't go down that road where if the Prime Minister said don't drink water, I ain't drinking any. I know that I require water. So there needs to be an extremely good reason why I shouldn't drink it.
Well, you have your opinion, and I have my... I believe the Prime Minister
is
for the well-being of this country, and she's not going to do nothing to endanger our lives. That's my belief. Party on the party. But there's a lot of people that just because it's the Prime Minister, they're going to find all sorts of things to say. That I don't want to do, Marco.
Call it too. I wasn't trying to get you sick, but, you know, sometimes that can't be avoided. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Now, you know, I was outside doing something, but I heard you mention something to a lady just now, which I personally believe wasn't too kind. She was trying to outline certain things to you concerning what's happening. And you told her that the...
Refresh my memory.
She was telling you about money that the Prime Minister given to people.
Yes,
you told her that the money do not belong to the Prime Minister. I don't take that to be a kind statement.
But it's a true statement. It doesn't belong to the Prime Minister. That's public funds. So it belongs to the public of Barbados.
But
all of us.
But Grant, did they some conversation? She don't think she would know that?
I didn't say she didn't know, but I made a statement and she made one.
I don't think she would believe that money is the Prime Minister's money. But anyway... Since I come in, let me say something, concerning this whole matter. Now, I heard Minister Simmons a couple of minutes ago on the news.
Yes.
And he said there's 7,000 applications for subsidiaries from those who will be affected by the lockdown, namely small shops, salons, vendors, and others.
Yes.
Those are the people who had no apply. Now, to be quite honest with you, after the amount of money that was given over the last couple of months to people who find themselves in certain positions after the lockdown, you know, I find it, I think it's more than generous. And I'm going to mention the Prime Minister too. I'm going to see the Prime Minister because she is the one I want to deal with. I think it's more than generous that the Prime Minister could continue to put down a feather bed for these people who would be affected and some who would not be affected. The government now roll out 60,000 care packages. And I do believe that they should be the ones, and indeed they are, for the most vulnerable people who would be affected by this pandemic. And I believe those are the persons that government need to look after. I mean, just for 2 weeks, I am putting it to you, madam, that, I could not get in his mind or his brain, but if former Prime Minister Owen Alpha had this matter to deal with now, he would tell the country, would tell us, that the country cannot at this point of time, knowing that the economic situation that we was in, fulfill these sort of promises or giveaways that we are seeing the Prime Minister of this country giving people. And the more that I find the Prime Minister gives to these ungrateful people, again, I'm real serious about the matter. That's what I refer as.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Harsh? It can't be too harsh. I think I'm too lenient. The more that she gives to these people, I find the more that they continue to complain and ask for more. I think the Prime Minister, she is too generous.
I don't agree with you.
As I
started the program and I said that I don't think some of these things are generous enough. Because the truth is, well, my understanding of the truth is that right now a lot of people are suffering. And if we do not do things to stop this suffering, it will blow back on us. And if we need to spend money so that we do not face some of the negative consequences of this in the near future, I think that is something that is necessary. We need to find the money. We need to support those who require support, because we do not want people to turn to the kinds of avenues that will cause all of us insecurity, lack of safety. We don't want to see our family members living in desperate situations. So I don't really think that people, there will always be people who take advantage of a situation. But I think that for me, this is a good move, because we don't want businesses to wholesale shut down during this crisis. And then what happens after the crisis?
But
when we get past this, we now have to start back up these businesses. People have to start from scratch. We've heard in previous recessions, people have talked about losing their jobs and how 20 years later, 30 years later, they have not caught back themselves and recovered. So if we can do anything to provide some cushion, I don't think of it as a feather bed. I think of it as a little bit of cushion so that in this rough time period, people do not face all of the harshness. I think that is commendable.
But listen, you are not saying anything that I didn't just tell you previously.
You said they're ungrateful and the Prime Minister is too generous. And I do not agree. I think the Prime Minister should be more generous. So long as we can find the money, we should be more generous with the public funds.
I spoke to you about the 60,000 care packages for the most vulnerable, and that's what the government providing. So I don't understand why you tell me that people are suffering. Well, people are suffering long before COVID in Barbados.
It's true.
So I don't understand why you tell me about people suffering. People are suffering long before COVID.
And it will get worse, is the point I'm making. So we can't go back in time, but we could deal with right now. Do we want this to get worse? Do we want more people to be suffering?
But I don't understand why you keep telling me so, but I tell you the government already provides for the vulnerable people. You want to tell me a 2-week lockdown in this country? People who work and all the time can't provide for themselves at least 2 weeks? The government,
some people can't.
Like, hello?
Some cannot. Some cannot afford 2 weeks without an income. Some people just can't.
I told you people who working.
And some of them can't afford not to have that money for 2 weeks. Are you saying to me that every single person who is working can afford 2 weeks without an income?
So when you're working it up,
I don't know that that is true.
Well, I don't know. So when you're working it up, but not so for wearing it there. We have a situation in this country now. Everybody asking, and the Prime Minister continue to give out, and still complaining. Then we have a situation where we got entertainers now asking for a cushion. I mean, there's people who do tours. There are people who do various engagements at hotels all across the country and other shows they put on. So you want to tell me no government got to come and prop them up now too? What they're doing with money all the rest of the time, all the months? I mean, the people taking advantage of the situation, and the Prime Minister, as I said, she's being too generous. That's why she will continue to get these attacks. Because I know another Prime Minister in this country wouldn't do that. She's too generous. Okay.
Well, I don't know what other prime ministers would do, because I cannot know anyone else's mind.
But I
thank you for your call, sir. And I wish you a pleasant afternoon.